This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, July 26. Well, cattle markets yesterday were kind of mixed. We had the live cattle pushing higher, having a respectable day, but feeders couldn't maintain that upward momentum that we saw from last week. They ended up with just an inside day lower. So it was pretty much just kind of choppy price action in both of the cattle markets. Cash markets last week under a little bit of pressure, but we are noting that sales seem to be pretty light last week. So this could be the beginning of feedlots getting behind on their marketings. It's hard to say. I know they've been pushing cattle out pretty aggressively, trying to stay ahead of heat stress and cattle, just get them out as fast as, if they're remotely ready to slaughter, they've been trying to move them out. So this could be a result of that, just kind of running into some tight numbers. But either way, it's worth noting that slaughter numbers were a little on the light side last week. The Fed trade last week around 140 was down 1.5 on the week, but still up 20 from a year ago. Dress trade at 228 was down 2 on the week, but up 31 from last year. Dressed weights picking up 3 pounds at 812, and that was down 14 pounds from last year. Steer prices down $3.50 on the week in the Southern Plains, sitting at 175, which is up 11 from a year ago. Rib prices at 392 were up 8 on the week, down 8 from last year. 90% trimmings at 274, down 3 on the week, and down 4 from last year. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 1.1% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughter is up 5.8%. Dressed weights are down 0.1%, and beef production is up 1.0%. Feeder cattle index was down $5 over the last week and a half. It is sitting at 169.02. Yesterday, box beef values were higher. The choice was up 99 cents at 268. Select was up 250 at 245. The spread was down 151 at 2311. Loads were 90 loads were moved yesterday. Slaughter rates, 124,000 head for Monday. That was down 1 from the previous week, but still up 6 from a year ago. What we are noting too, the drought, which we've talked about a lot over these last few months in the Southern Plains and in the Central Plains, and of course the intense heat that's come along with that has stressed cattle significantly. We are seeing producers make those tough decisions to start dispersing herds. So we're seeing a lot of cattle coming into the sale barns. Reports coming out of Oklahoma sale barns showing that the feeder cattle run is up 24% over a year ago, and prices are down about 3%. Cows and bulls is where you really start to see these tough decisions being made. We've got the sales there are up 124% over last year, and prices are down 22%. So it's happening. So now the cattle and feed report from Friday, which is for June placements, showed placements down about 2% from a year ago. I would venture to say that the July cattle and feed report will show placements probably higher. For the first time this year, placements would be higher than the previous year. But it's not just placements, it's all the dispersion, all the liquidating that you're seeing from the cows and bulls. Now, when we saw the cold storage report, cold storage for beef was way above a year ago. So this is probably where some of that beef is going. But I think this extends the kind of the lid on the market, if you will. It's very likely you're going to see big placements in July. And when the drought is centered over Texas, Oklahoma, that's where the bulk of your beef cow herd resides anyway. So those are going to be big numbers coming into the feedlots. And I think that's going to keep pressure on the market. This takes us out to December. Those placements, and a lot of these are going to be lighter weight calves too. So they're weaning them early. They're just, again, they're dispersing their herds. So this, it just pushes back, I think, the surge of the bull market. I think we're still making the turn from like a flat market into the bull market. Futures prices have been impressive. We've seen a very nice run in feeder cattle. Live cattle have struggled more so than the feeders. But I think with feeders, you know, just the prospect of tight numbers, the prospect of a decent corn crop, all of that is contributing to the support of feeders. But again, this is probably going to fill up your feedlots pretty full. It's going to extend the record numbers on feed, you know, well into, you know, for the next few months. And of course, these placements will be coming out in December or January, depending on how light these calves are. So we have to be a little careful about getting too bulled up in this market. You know, long term, you could certainly make that argument, but short and intermediate term, because you have so much more liquidation going on, it just continues to suggest that we're going to have a lot of beef coming into the market. And you can only put so much in cold storage where you just until you just run out of space. So my fear is that we're going to see a lot of beef being pushed into the retail sector, and that's going to they're going to have to discount it to get it moved, and that's going to show up in your box beef. It's going to show up in your cash prices. All of this is going to reverberate back to the producer. So while long term I'm bullish, you have to respect that you're seeing a lot of animals being pushed into the feedlots, and that's going to keep, I think, a lid on prices for the intermediate term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.